Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
is Alex Zulkin, writer of Ted and Family Guy, and you're listening to The Anthony Rogers Show. Lucky you.
This is the Emporium Smoke Shop. It is in the Del Mar Loop area of St. Louis. This has been a magic kind of place for smokers, a staple for 28 years. I mean, look at all this stuff. Crazy stuff they have. I mean, they have just pipes and pieces and vapes and e-liquids and accessories, Kratom CBD, Delta products, Who's Rolling Papers, locally blown art. Like, look at all this stuff. Each piece is classic. Use promo code LEGENDARY when you go in there. Get a 10% discount. Check it all out. This has been a classic St. Louis staple for 28 years. Come on in. Damn. Look at that asphalt. Residential Asphalt Services. Call Dan today.
Hi, I'm Sheena Ryder, and you're watching The Anthony Rogers Show.
And you are watching the Anthony Rogers Show.
What's up, y'all? It's Funny Man from Hollywood Undead, and you're watching The Anthony Rogers Show.
How's it going? This is Sean from Smile Like a Soul, and you are watching The Anthony Rogers Show.
Robin Wilson, lead singer of Jim Blossoms, part-time singer for The Smithereens. You're listening to The Anthony Rogers Show.
Hi, I'm Addis Fouché, and you're watching The Anthony Rogers Show.
Anthony Rogers Show.
But it's not. It's the Anthony Rogers Show.
Nikki Knightley here.
Tell all your friends to watch. The Anthony Rogers Show. The Anthony Rogers Show.
Oh, dude. So you're on the Anthony Rogers Show right now. And I just want to know, what's it like taking people's jobs? You feel good about yourself?
The Anthony Rogers Show.
Oh, you're just going all the way.
Tell all your friends to watch. The Anthony Rogers Show.
From Dexter and the Moon Rocks at Rock Lake in Daytona. Okay. Go, guys. You're here on the Anthony Rogers Show.
Whoa.
Thanks for watching this video, and I want to say without Company's Lock, the Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil, this video wouldn't be possible. So go and look at it. Link's in the description, Luxurious Bastard. Promo code LEGENDARY. Get some beard oil. Great smells, great function, great look, great shine. You know? Do that and support the sponsors so we can continue to make videos like this for you. Thank you.
Can you say the super deep voice, Jeff?
Oh, no. No. We could, but that's going to be $500.
$500?
You're not going to...
We don't want that to live.
You're not going to get that footage that's going to go viral.
That'll go viral.
That's going to go viral. Put that on my Instagram.
Hey, welcome back to your favorite podcast. Yeah, we're going live more days. We'll figure out the exact schedule. I'm not sure what it is yet, but we're doing Tuesdays obviously still, but we're just doing random days with cool stories and stuff like that. Like today, it's kind of last minute. We're just kind of bullshitting an idea with one of the previous guests we've had on. I don't know how many fucking times he's been on here a bunch so far. Excuse my language, but no. So we're just kind of doing that. Yeah, I'll let you know how many days we're going live in a row. At least this week's booked out until Wednesday, I think. So we got some people tonight. We have a big guest, Demon Eraser. And then tomorrow we have a rapper named Carly. And then I think like Wednesday we're doing the news with a guy from Black Ops Call of Duty. Did the main voice Woods on there. So that'd be cool. My buddy Blake. So of course, a little bit of what's coming on in case I'm just like throwing this all on you and stuff and going random at these random times because I barely advertise a Monday show. So just kind of getting it going. So thank you all for spending your Monday night watching this. And I'm going to bring in our guest. So if you've watched the show before, I'm sure you've seen him. He's an exorcist. He has a show on, I'll let him tell you where his show's at. He's got a good show, Ancient Angels. And he's been killing on the podcast circuit and everything else. Brian, how you doing, brother? Oh, your camera's on, I think.
Camera on. Camera on.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, great.
Cool, man. Like, so how'd you get into this originally? I don't know if I ever asked you. I've known you for a while, but how'd you get into, getting demons out of people again?
Just being, living a worldly lifestyle. And then, you know, there was nothing wrong with me. A lot of people are like, you know, they become Christians and they start doing this kind of stuff because they like had terrible stuff. But for me, it was just me. I think I've told you maybe, but it was just me.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Living a worldly lifestyle. I had was polyamorous and I had like multiple girlfriends and
I remember that part. What changed it for? What was the like moment again? Was that girl you were dating, you said, or something?
Yeah, she ended up getting possessed from doing ritual sex magic practices that I wasn't even aware that I was doing by having, you know, multiple girlfriends. And yeah, dude, she ended up having like, thought she was bipolar. She thought she had, you know, all these mental issues and stuff that we would deem mental problems. And you know, we ended up like the Lord just guided me through a whole thing, crazy testimony experience. And then the Lord just basically convicted me. And a dude just showed up at my house and was like, basically the Lord, or at my office in my house, and showed up and was just like, the Lord told me to be here. Like, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, and he showed up in my office and I was like, you here for design work? He's like, no. And I'm like, here. He's like, I'm here to meet you. And I'm like, to meet me? I don't even know you, weird guy. And then this dude was just like, yeah, I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, do you have a job? No. Do you need work? No. Do you need design? No. Do you need marketing stuff? No. And I'm like, finally, I'm like, listen, old man, I'm about to kick you out of this building. I do not know who you are. You're here to meet me. Like, what? You don't have a business. You don't have anything to be here. Why are you here? What do you do? And the dude just straight looked at me and was like, I do miracles. And he goes, and I teach people how to cast out demons and how to heal people. And he goes, and I'm pretty sure God told me to come here today. Like, mind you, the day after I prayed, or the day after I like just got rid of all my stuff and was praying for my ex, this random dude showed up, ends up praying for her. She ends up getting healed miraculously. Like, I've never seen, not like the church, stupid church stuff where it's like healed in the name of Jesus, brother. Like, none of that. He like prayed and it was just like, boom. And I've never seen a miracle like that before in my life. And then I was like, dude, train me. And he was like, no. It's like, he was like, I'm not going to train you. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I just burned all my old stuff and like left my old lifestyle away. Like, and he was like, your heart is wrong. Because part of me was still thinking in my head, like, well, David had multiple wives. Maybe I can have two girlfriends. Like, and he was like, your heart is wicked and wrong. He's like, I'm not going to teach you. And like, and then eventually the Lord just like led it to a situation where he was like, yeah, train this guy. And begrudgingly, he ended up training me and teaching me how to do what I do, which is, now I cast out demons and heal people. And that's pretty much the same thing I go around doing. And it's, dude, it's been a wild ride. And I gave up my lifestyle of being polyamorous. I don't know how many guys would ever give up having the opportunity to have two girlfriends like all the time living with you and just like whatever. But I gave all that up. Like, it wasn't like I'm like, my world was crumbling. Oh no. And then Jesus saved me. Like, that wasn't my story at all. Like, my story was I witnessed the power of God so profoundly when I saw my ex get healed, I could not deny what I had witnessed any longer. Like, I just couldn't deny that. It wasn't like all those silly little church healings. Like, it's not like that. Like, I've prayed, and now I pray for people, and it is, like, profound. It is epic. Like, people throw up. I pray all the time, and I see crazy stuff. People throw up. They get healed. Like, dude, it's gnarly. I've had demons talk to me. Like, demons know who I am. Random people have demons that know who I am now at this point. And it's just crazy. Like, they literally, they'll speak out of their mouth. I've seen the most wild stuff. And it's like, I don't even bother talking about it, honestly, because if I heard myself talking about the things that I've experienced, I wouldn't even believe me. Like, I'd be like, you delusional, bro. So I don't even like talk about the things that I've experienced, honestly, when it comes to this kind of stuff, because it's so insane. I don't know how I spent my whole 30 whatever years of my life, and then all of a sudden this happened, and like, it's like I peeled back a curtain that I didn't know existed my entire life, and I didn't know things like this existed. I've seen someone once, bro. I've seen someone speak totally different language out of their mouth with different voices. I've seen that multiple times. I've seen someone come up off the ground one time, like, and they didn't fully levitate, but she came up on her tippy toes, like straight up, like, and her hands went back behind her back, and she was like, and she like came up on her tippy toes, like that, dude. It was the creepiest thing ever, on her tippy toes, and then she started getting dragged on her tippy toes away from me. Like, bro, I've seen, like, I don't know how to describe that. It wasn't like she was fully levitating, but there's no other way to describe, like was she taking micro steps or what? Like, I tried to like rationalize what I've experienced. She was on her tippy toes and being drugged with her toes just dragging against the ground. I don't know, man. I've seen some stuff that is just, that I wouldn't even believe me if I told myself, like, at a certain point. Like, I just would be like, dude, you're freaking nuts. Like, I've spent so long, like, never experienced anything like that. But the world of the supernatural, it's hidden on purpose. And that's why some people believe it and some people don't. Okay. Because I was a very logical person.
Did you believe it right away whenever you were first encountering with that? Like you said, you prayed and the next day, God came. Did you believe him right away, or were you skeptical?
Dude, that day was, it had no other choice but to be God, because the day before I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me and in Bible verses. And then, like, told me to burn my stuff. And I got rid of all the things that I had, which I had a bunch of art and, like, stuff all over the walls and my video game idols. And I burned them just because I felt like the Lord just said to do it. And I know that sounds crazy, but I was spoken in Bible verses to me directly. And it was just the weirdest experience. And then the very next day, this random dude shows up at my door. I had zero. At that point, I was like, this is God. Like, this is
totally already, you're already there by the time you met him, basically. Yeah, the whole thing was just coming together, basically.
Yeah. I mean, but I stepped into that faith by, you know, like, a lot of people won't believe, like, a lot of people think like supernatural stuff is like bogus, which I thought my whole life. I thought the same thing. I was right there along with you. I thought it would be like, I thought this is just insane to see people that are like, yeah, supernatural stuff happens. I'd be like, yeah, sure. Okay. But like, I'd seen something once. I've seen a shadow demon when I was a kid. That's about the only thing I saw that I was like supernatural. Everything else I just thought was fake. It wasn't until I stepped in the pool and chose to believe that all of a sudden it was like the gates of reality just started to melt. And now I've seen things that I just can't even explain. Like, it just, there's no point in bothering explaining it, because to the people that don't believe, you're not going to believe. I know, because I was one of them. So no matter what, if I tell you, you're going to think I'm crazy no matter what. So to those people, I'm not even going to bother explaining it to you. I'm not even going to tell those people, because you're going to think what I'm saying is devalid in some regard. And the reality is, I would think the same thing. I would think the same thing. Now I've come to the conclusion that there is a veil. And until you are willingly and consciously able to say, okay, God, I trust you. This is not what it is. And you step across that veil, then the doors of like everything just open, and you will begin to see things, experience things, and witness, like, just stuff will happen. Supernatural stuff happens, but you have to make the choice in your heart first. And so this is a very fascinating subject, actually, because it comes down to like how witchcraft works. Like, a lot of people don't believe in witchcraft. Great. Good. Stay that way. Stay not believing in witchcraft. Cause if you believe in it, it will affect you. If you don't believe in it, it won't affect you, actually. Like, it won't actually affect you. It's great that you don't believe in witchcraft, because if you believe in it, then there's an authority that comes with it in the spiritual realm, and that stuff can actually affect you.
What's the best way for everyone to get rid of like demons and other people? Like if it's an ability that everyone could acquire, which I mean, I think it is through Christianity, God and stuff. I think, but or Christ and God, rather. But what would be your advice on that? Like say somebody watching at home, and it was like someone in the comments said, it's nothing like The Exorcist. They blend until they choose to show their face. But anyway, so, I mean, he's at least seen them too. So I mean, so it's like, I mean, what would you say to get these out of people? And most people probably have attachments, I imagine.
Most people have demons and they just don't realize it. And most people struggle. It's like, dude, if you're struggling with depression, demons. Anxiety, demons. Struggling with, you know, addictions that you can't get over, demons. Like, bro, it's demons. Alcoholism is demons. Like, a lot of these things you want to, and it's not a cop-out. People would be like, oh, it's a cop-out. Say it's demons. No, fool. You're the one giving the permission to the demon. It's just aiding you. It's influencing you. It's speaking in your ear, telling you, get another drink. Give me another drink, demon. Give me another drink. It's just like whispering, always. And you're burning offerings when you smoke things, and you're burning stuff to them all the time. And then it's like, you, dude, that then it's going to make it harder because you're giving it offerings. It's making the voices stronger. It's giving them power over you. And so it's like, you know, these kind of things, it's like the best way to overcome demonic stuff is literally unforgiveness and letting it go. Having unforgiveness, just letting it go. Like if you have unforgiveness in your heart, the Bible says you will, God will turn you over to the tormentors. So anybody with unforgiveness in your heart, like guarantee you demons will try to affect your life, like because you have unforgiveness. Like you, that's like, you know, the reality is this though, like demons aren't allowed to touch you. Like you are redeemed by Christ. No matter what you do, you're already redeemed. So they're not allowed to actually affect you. But they affect us by circumventing the fact that you don't know the truth. You don't know that you've been set free by Jesus. And so they like sort of cheat and trick you into believing, and then they take control of you. And so it's like a very psychological sort of like hamster wheel, I guess, where the demon tries to convince you that you can be taken advantage of. This is why I tell people, if you don't believe in magic, good. Like sometimes I have to tell people, don't even believe in demons. Like don't believe in demons, because like your belief in the demon makes the demon more powerful in a sense.
I've seen one they call it the sleep paralysis demon. I've looked it up, and like it's been in painting since the 1300s or whatever, at least. And like I don't know if I ever told you this, but I think I basically was taunting it in like another plane and just like bullying it for being evil and weak and stuff. And then like I woke up as like an escape mechanism, and it like followed me back. Like it appeared wherever I was, maybe through mirrors or something. I'm not sure exactly how, but it appeared where I was. And then I couldn't move, and I was going to grab it, man. I was just like trying to throw it, and I just like messing with these things. I like being good, you know. I'm like a, I don't know. I feel like a good-hearted, like more bully, you know. And I couldn't move. And then I went to go like grab. I went to like basically wake my wife up to grab it, and then like I couldn't move either. And then I was just like, and then I said, "God, please save me." I couldn't talk. I couldn't say anything else. But God, please save me. And then it just disappeared.
Yep.
But that's how powerful God is, and it's crazy. Like it's a weird thing.
Yep. And like, you know, it doesn't even matter. Like God knows who you are, who you're talking to when you call him out. So like a lot of people want to be like, his name is this or that or this, or it don't matter.
He knows
who you're talking. He knows when you're calling upon him.
That was weird, because he followed me through a dream world into reality. And I'm just like, he's got some kind of power. He's so small and weak still at the same time. It's weird. It's like they have like a... I don't know. I like bullying him. I want to be like, I'm jealous of like the Archangel Michael for being able to like put the Antichrist in that fire pit, man. That's like such a cool job. I mean, that's like just such a cool job.
Dude, I mean, it's hilarious like to think about it. I mean, they are very weak. They're very weak, and they act a lot. They try to trick you to act stronger. That's why all the ghost people are always like, oh, did you hear that? Did you see that? Oh my God. Like, oh my gosh, it scratched you. It scratched you. Oh my gosh. Like, it scratched you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Wow. Scary. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like, whoa, big whoop-de-doo. It scratched you. Like, I mean, some of them, like, they can give you, like, sickness and disease and, like, cancers and kill you. That's a little bit scarier, I suppose. But really, that kind of stuff happens over time because it's little by little, it's eating at you and trying to give that sickness to you. But you can deny it and reject it and rebuke it and say, in the name of Jesus, cancer, get off me now, now, and leave my body. And when you speak with authority and you learn how to command things with authority, they obey. And so this is how you speak, is like understanding your identity in Christ and understanding the authority that Christ has given us. And this is how you do it. This is how you cast demons out. And so it comes down to like understanding that. But you got to, you know, sometimes you got to listen to the Holy Spirit and let the Lord guide you, because like, I don't know what I'm doing half the time, bro. Like, we cast demons out. I do it all the time. I have no clue what I'm doing half the time. Like, yeah, bro. It's like, literally, I just have to pray and be like, Lord, what am I doing? What am I supposed to do right now? Like, what? It, like, how am I supposed to help this person before me? They're coming to me thinking I'm the man of God. Lord, this is on you, dude. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, and so then the Lord will like reveal something in my spirit and I'll feel it. And then I speak it and they're like, oh, like, what? How did you know that? And it's like, I don't know. I don't know it. I just am translating whatever I feel the Lord guiding me to say in some regard. So, but you got to be very pure in your heart. You have to love people and you have to be very honest and you have to like reject all lies and manipulation and get it out of your life. And then
I have to fight that constantly. I think personally, that's the hard part for sure. Mm-hmm. I have to fight. Like, it's like, I mean, even coming here today, I mean, I'm very blessed to only have to walk like 4 blocks. I'm starting off with that. I'm not going to act like I'm ungrateful, but I mean, I go to leave and I'm taking my bike out. And one of the doors is like broken in this building I'm leaving. And then like, I go, how am I supposed to leave? The security, they're like trying to yell at me about the door being broken. And I'm just like, I'm trying to be understanding as well and understand that people did that to them. So they're pushing it off on me because I'm more chill probably. And I think that like, I saw that and I still defend. It was just a weird vibe. I feel like their energy was just like crazy for me being inconvenienced. I'm like, am I being yelled at and inconvenienced on something I'm paying for? I'm like, it was like so crazy. And like, you want to go there, like immediately just be like, and just be like, well, I'm doing this, and what the fuck, excuse my language, what is this? But I just like, I tried to understand her point of view. And I think she's just being, like, just roasted all day by people taking it out on her. So so they misplaced it on her and then they misplaced onto me as I'm leaving. It was like weird energy. And you have to do that and forgive everybody. So that's a hard part. Because forgiveness is like almost admitting you're wrong too. And I think that's probably what I have a problem with, is like going back and like, okay, I'm wrong. And sorry, I've seen all these words. They're crazy. You know, I believed them at the time, or I wouldn't have yelled them at you. It's just like, you know what I mean? It's like, I totally believed at the time. Sorry. You know, it's like, it's hard to take the initiative to forgive and forgive everybody like Christ would. That's a tough one sometimes too, especially as a man. I think you're just kind of like, you just want to hold all these like, or this person did this to me and blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, eye for an eye, we're all blind. I get it. You know, it's like, I totally get the overall thing. It's like, you just have to destroy that negative energy and just like sometimes I pray for like the fallen angels when they're around. I'm like, sorry, forgive the fallen angels for not knowing, you know, and like, just, I feel like it like, clears them out too. Cause I'd rather have like empathy towards everyone totally if I could, but I'm just like, I don't know. Like I'm built angry though. You know, it's like hard. I gotta fight that.
Well, like you said, the unforgiveness does come from like being wrong. And really it stems from pride. Like, I mean, like, just so you know, like pride is like the worst sin you could ever deal with. And I know maybe people have heard that before, like, how is pride so bad? Bro, pride is the worst sin. I'm going to tell you to right now. It's very simple. Satan fell because of pride, it says in the Bible. And you think that pride is a terrible sin. You're like, well, murder is obviously worse sin than pride. Well, pride leads to murder. Pride leads to all these things. Pride, like, you get offended because somebody said a name about you because your pride was hurt. And then you're mad. And now you got a feud, and now it leads to murder. Pride evokes all of the other sins that you've ever dealt with. Pride literally is the crux of like almost everything. Like, people are like, oh, you know, like God, the Bible says cowards go to hell. I don't know if you know that. Cowards go to hell, it says. And they get lumped in.
Damn.
Right there with the rest of them. And you got to ask yourself, why do cowards go to hell? Well, because being cowardice is prideful. Because why won't you speak up and say the thing that you know you're supposed to say? Why don't you do it? Because you're a coward? Because of why? Because you're afraid of what other people are going to think of you, what other people are going to say of you. That makes us cowards. Like, that's why we become cowardice, because we are afraid of judgment of other people. That's pride. Again, it's pride. Cowardiceness, like people that are shy half the time, like shy people, half the time are prideful people. So I hope this like pierces a spot in someone's heart. I'm sorry if I'm offending y'all. I know I'm sure I'm probably making some people angry. But like, if you're shy, you're really just prideful a lot of times. Not all the time, but a lot of times it's prideful. You care so much about what other people think of you that it makes you shy and quiet. But the Bible says cowards go to hell. So really think about that and be like, dude, why are you shy? When you know something's right, you're supposed to stand up for it. We haven't been standing up for truth for so long that our world and our society is now collapsing in on itself. Because like, dude, we wouldn't need police if everybody stood up for what was right. If you saw something wrong going on, you would stand up and take care of it. And we used to do that. But guess what? We stopped doing that. We stopped standing up for what was right because we started being selfish and prideful. And then guess what? We're like, oh, well, you know what? I don't want to interfere with that person's life. I've got my own things going on. Well, now we have to have a police system to instigate the law. Okay, because people weren't being righteous. They weren't standing up for what is right. They were being prideful and trying to preserve their own and self-interested. And now we've created a system of police. And guess what? The police system abuses people and does all kinds of other things, trying to correct the you know, violence in our society. You know, I mean, like a lot of people know the police like abuse people and over and like they hit them and hurt them. Like, yeah, bro. Duh. You know why they do that though? Like it's literally because a lot of times, like, what is arresting you? What if I arrested you? What is that? So what? Put you in timeout.
Oh, let's put you in timeout.
That's not going to do anything. And the police know that. So you know what the police do? They make sure when they arrest you, they hit you real hard. They slap you in the face real hard because they know some men aren't going to respond to just being put in timeout. Like, so that's why police are being pushed to being more violent. But you know what? We shouldn't even have these kind of things. We shouldn't even be having these conversations. Really, we should just be people that are, you know, not prideful enough to care about one another, to step out and not be cowardice, and we should govern ourselves. And if we could govern ourselves, we wouldn't need police and we wouldn't have these problems. There'd be way less evil people, because now the evil people flourish in the spaces where there's like, you know, corruption. Now it's like the only people that are going to do anything bad is if a policeman's here. So guess what? They rob stores in broad daylight. Broad daylight, because they're like, oh, there's no police around. Who cares? Like, this is all wickedness, and it all stems from pride. Like, every root of almost every single thing crooks in our society stems from pride. Racism is completely pride. All of it is literally just pride. And it's all pride is literally the most insidious sin you could ever possibly imagine. This is the sin that Satan fell from. Like, but people don't understand it like that because they just think like, oh, pride's just like, oh, it's American pride. No, fool. Pride is literally so much. Why do you think the whole trans movement, why is it called pride? Huh? Why do you think they call it that? Why is it called that? The pride movement? Duh. Because it is the wickedness of everything.
I think we rebelled. I think our parents rebelled against their parents. So like religion went smaller. And I think we rebelled against our parents. So religion went even smaller. And then like people are starting to realize it's real in life. And so, because I was never really introduced to it, but, and I think like I'm of a generation that has a lot of atheists in it, I'd argue. I mean, like looking back, I mean, you'd probably be burned for, I mean, at least admitting that publicly from a lot of time. I mean, maybe not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was very unlikely. From the way it seems, it was very unlikely that we had this many non-believers on Earth. Like, it seems like, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
To me, anyway, in America, at least. I mean, in our documented time, it seems very. We came in for religious freedom, not like freedom from religion. You know, it's like, and then I think like a lot of people just lost their values and forgot them and stuff. And I think we're returning to values. I think is what a lot of this is too. It's like we realize
rubber band.
Like, yeah, it's like you learn the lessons of why you were told to do these things, you know? You're like, no, you're supposed to do these things the whole time. You just were uneducated and didn't understand it because like you rebelled against things you didn't understand, you know? That's what it seemed like to me. Because I was godless. I mean, too. I mean, you when you're young, you just think you know everything and like you have all the answers somewhere, you know? It's like then you get older and humble, you know? You humble yourself, I guess, you know?
Dude, it is like a real big rubber band. A very big rubber band snap that's going on right now. Like so many people are waking up to Christ and waking up to the truth, and religion is just like blossoming in ways that just never. And it's not religion. I wouldn't even say religion. Religion's a bad word. It's God. It's people are waking up to, and because religion is so corrupt, man. Like all of it is so corrupt. Like every single church system is like wicked and corrupt. There's like got problems in every single system. Like, but God is the truth, and people are waking up to the Lord and God, like no matter who you are, where you are, what you are, like whatever, God is making himself known in so many profound ways right now, because the the godlessness of the nation, of the world, has just been gone to such depravity. And it's like all of a sudden God's just like, and honestly, that's something that should concern everybody, really. It's like, why are you guys keep seeing God stuff on your feeds? Why do you guys keep seeing God things on like all your social media? Like that should concern you. You really should ask yourself why. Why is social media being taken over by God people like me and all the other people? Why? Why is the Lord doing that? I mean, because I'll tell you right now, and this is why it should concern you. Usually God tries to get a hold of people right before they die. And that should concern you. That should really, really make you wonder why. Because there's a lot of things going bad right now in the world. And it's pretty weird how God is like waking up all of these people, especially in California. All these people really makes you wonder if California ain't going to be on the map very soon. Because it's kind of like God tends to have this thing where he like gets a hold of his people to wake them up before they die. So that you're in right standing with the Lord in some capacity. It's almost like, you know, so I don't know. I don't know what's coming. I have no clue, but I'll tell you right now, the Lord hasn't revealed it to me at least, but he'll reveal something to me. But I'll tell you right now, there's some weird stuff going on. Some definite weird stuff going on. Even in California right now, there's this thing called radiation fog. Have you heard about that?
I have not.
Bro, right now in California, the whole valley of California is full of this stuff called radiation fog. And like, it is like the Central Valley area is completely like under this weird fog layer. I just drove like right through the mountains into the LA area and there was no fog. And it was like a wall. And then I drove to Vegas just like a few days ago. And again, drove right through this thing. And it's like a wall of fog. It's like super dense fog. I've never seen it before. It's so unusual. And they're calling it radiation fog. I don't know what this is about, but it feels like geoengineering of some kind.
What does that like, even mean? Radiation fog? I'm going to look that up. I've never even fucking.
They're saying it's fog that radiates from the ground, but everybody's getting headaches. Like I got a little bit of a subtle, like kind of like my head, and I don't ever get sick, but I was just.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like, driving through, and I'm like, man, this is kind of making my head feel a little bit weird. And I don't ever have
everybody
say what?
There's always poisoning everybody everywhere. It's like
yeah.
Evil motherfuckers everywhere, dude. All right, so it was like
Radiation fog. What's it saying over California? Yeah, dude. It's like so dense. I've never seen it before. It's like a wall. It's literally sometimes so thick and it's all day, dude. It's like all day. That's what it looks
where's
like.
Where's that at?
Everywhere.
That is crazy.
It's like
across
your
entire state?
Yes. And it's just sitting.
What the fuck? That's weird as
fuck. That looks like a pool. Look at that.
That's
look at
crazy.
See that looking like a pool filling in? It just looks like an intense pool of solid white. Dude, it's weird right now.
It doesn't even make sense. It's not even in a pattern of anything else.
No, there's nothing
else
here.
Everything else has a pattern. That was placed for sure. That looks placed for sure. I mean, it's just unless there's a weird – that is a giant valley though too.
Bro, I don't know what it is, but everybody in the valley area is like getting headaches and stuff. And like, it's just weird. And like, nobody's like, everybody's like, what is going on with this? It's every day. But you just drive. And normally you drive up and out to like an area and it's like, but if you drive into that bowl, into the valley, like when you drive into it, it is like a wall. You see it. It's like a wall that just boom and you hit the wall and you go into it. And dude, and then as soon as you drive out, it's like sunshine, like bright sunshine. And it's like, I've never seen this before in my life.
No, it looked crazy in the pictures. Like it was like, and this is called a radiation fog. This is crazy.
Yeah. How I don't even, been here? Dude, it's been like for like the last like week or so.
What the fuck? The whole week?
Dude. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. About a week. It's been like just this dense, so dense fog. All day, all the time. It's like the weirdest thing. People are like starting to say it's a conspiracy thing. Like they've geoengineered it and put some, because there's some patents for like creating fog or mist that's like chemical induced fog or mist to like poison people or something.
Yeah, no, they do that all the time. They fucking kill us all the time. Excuse my language. They kill us all the time.
Yeah, and so like that's what people are saying right now. It's super interesting. But like, you know, I don't know what it is. It's very weird though. You got to say it's very weird. I'm pretty superfluous, but like, you know, I just don't get sick anymore. But I did feel like for a settle, I felt like a little tiny like head ting. I was like, this is unusual for me. I don't ever get like feelings of sick. So I'm like weird. But yeah, no, I just prayed it off. It's gone. Bro, yeah. It's so like a wall. I don't know how to describe it. It's like, it's not good enough photos for it. Like when you see it, you're just like, it's like you went through a cloud.
That's
like,
the right there.
That's it. That's what it's kind of like. That picture.
Yeah, this one.
Oh, bro, it's so dense. Like people are driving with their hazard lights on. I've never seen that before, but because the hazard lights are brighter when you're going through fog, I've never seen that. But that's like a thing people are doing now.
That's crazy.
They're all driving with hazard lights on because they like flash brighter. And like, dude, it's so. Yeah, it's so like a wall. It's literally like a wall.
That's crazy.
I don't even know why we're talking about this, but you know.
No, it's interesting. I mean, I'm not on that side of the world, so it's interesting to hear that, like some other stuff. I've been trapped in my towers, like in between towers.
But yeah, no, there's all kinds of weird stuff. So I think the Lord is like waking a lot of people up because there's something. I feel like there's something coming. I feel like there's some kind of.
I like when you said that, bro. It clicked in my head when you said that because you're just like, he comes to you before you die. And like, dude, that's crazy to think about.
It's really crazy. It's really concerning for me. I'm like thinking, okay, Lord, you're going to tell me to leave California before whatever happens here, right? I'm like, I'm sure he'll tell me. I'm sure he'll tell me. He tells his people. And so yeah. I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's going to be interesting to say the least.
No, yeah, that's definitely. I mean, I don't know how to think about it. There's a lot going on all the time, and it's like it reminds me of like Men in Black. Remember Men in Black when like Will Smith's character is like freaking out? He's like, oh, there's an alien attack, and Tommy Lee Jones is like, there's always an end of the world thing. It happens like every day. You mean it's just like I don't know which way to go with it. You know, it's like because I can see this being terrible for my lifetime for sure. Like in a lot of ways. I mean, I think I see a decreased quality in American life in my lifetime. I mean, the opposite way of my grandfather's. I went from like a farm to the cities of greatness and stuff. And I think we're like, my city looks decayed basically. Like, I'm in like a once former city. So I like the architecture better, you know, but it's like a weird, I don't know. Just in American life and culture, I see it being diminished for sure in like 30 years or so that I've been conscious and paying attention, you know, and like, who knows before what happened. I'm just saying like, no, I mean, you never know, man. You never know if it's the end of the world, it's another day, you know? That's what I'm saying. It's like you never know. You have no idea. You have no idea ever, you know?
Yep. Especially with all this Israel nonsense going on. I mean, like, I don't think we can say certain words, but you know, like with all that stuff going on, it seems like it's getting pretty dicey. It's getting pretty dicey. There's a lot of information coming out about the occult. Like, I've been talking about this for a while now, but like people are just like, it's all flooding the internet at this point. Like, I don't know how everybody doesn't know. Like, dude, I talk to random strangers and I'm always like, hey, do you know who killed Charlie Kirk? And they're like, Israel. random strangers will tell me this. It's so funny.
I asked that online too. That's what I asked that day of, and every comment said Israel. Like every single comment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, and you even see him talk about it. Like, I mean, the Israelis are talking about it too. They're just kind of like being like I saw some guy threatening the West and just being like, "Well, if America is like being anti-Semitic, blah, their empire will fall or something." I mean, like, they're in
control. Oh yeah, he said, "I have a warning for the I got a warning for the anti-Semites." So he goes, "I got a warning for all the Gentiles of the world." That's what he said. Did you see that? That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
He goes, or for the non-Jewish people, he goes, "Your country will fall" or something. It was like. Oh, that's a little alarming.
He's threatening. He's like making threats of it.
Yeah, that's a little concerning. A little bit telling. Also, at the same time, like, you know, they're like, people are freaking out. It's like, you don't side with the Jews, America. We're destroying you. like, oh, really? Okay, well, weird. Weird perspective to have if you guys aren't the ones in control. Like, real weird perspective to have.
It's weird in multiple ways. It's weird the whole like internet went anti-Semitic, and it's weird that like people are seeing through like the state of Israel's things as well. It's like both are kind of bizarre. Like the conversation's being, it's just like, I don't know, we're in a weird time. I mean, that's more or less what I'm trying to say. It's like we're in a really weird time.
Dude, we're in such a weird time. It's kind of, I'm all for it though. I think it's great. I'm just like, all right, Lord, I'm just gonna ride this wave and like, what do you tell me to make? I'm like, make more content about that. Okay, deal. Like, make it. And then it just like blows up, and then I'm like, sweet, that's cool. Like I ended up going on Stu Peter's show, even. It was freaking funny. I'm just like, okay, sweet. Lord's just okay, go here. I'm like, all right, I'll go there. Like, deal. Like, it's just been crazy because I'm like, all I'm doing is just talking the truth and saying what I feel in my heart and showing what I feel like the Lord's revealing to me. And it's just like waking people up left and right, bro. Like, I think the world is gonna be a drastic shift. You know, hearing that speech the little mustache man made. You know, when the AI translated his speeches and everybody's like listening to what he was actually saying, they're like, that's a little bit interesting.
Like, yeah, he was like fighting against him, like creating like taking over Palestine and stuff. That was weird. Like, if that's the thing is like, I don't know if that's real. That's crazy. You know, we also have to I just have to think objective about literally everything on the internet all the time. So it's just if I didn't do the direct translate, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to say, like, yeah. I'm also a skeptic that also was hearing it.
Totally.
Well. It's like, I feel like it seems real for sure. That's what I'm trying to say. But then like, I always like question it too. I'm just like, I'm easy to trick too. I mean, if I just heard an audio file, I didn't translate it. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I didn't do the work back and forth. I mean, so it's always like, I don't know.
I totally know what you mean.
He's totally very lucky, though.
But dude, did you know that Michael Jackson wrote a song about Palestine that never got released?
No.
Yeah, Google it right now. Google it. Just be like, crazy. Michael Jackson wrote a song about Palestine. Did Michael Jackson write a song about Palestine? And you gotta think, you gotta wonder. You know why Michael Jackson wore that suit with the little red armband? You know what that is about?
What?
What did that look like? What did that look like? His little red armband.
Like the Nazi thing?
Yeah, it sure did, didn't it? Yeah, well, did you know that the dude that supposedly designed the suits is the same guy that designed Michael Jackson's suit, and he hired that guy specifically for a reason?
Hugo Boss or whatever? Like, he was doing, like, Hugo Boss company or whatever?
Yeah, I think so. Well, yeah, whoever it was originally, I forget.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Michael Jackson wrote a song about Palestine, yeah. Don't Cry, Palestine Don't Cry. It was never officially released because they stopped it. Because he started getting a real too close to the message of what was going on.
So I'll report it on Instagram, like one of my show pages. I would report like Israel bombing a bunch of places and showing like real time bombings and stuff like that. And they restricted my account and asked for my ID. And I'm just like, I'm not giving them my ID for that. I'm like, I'm never proving that was me. Are you kidding me? Like, we need to see this account. It's yours real fast. I'm like, oh, I just like saw like a tribunal. I'll be like, well, you scanned your ID, buddy. It had to be you. And I'm like, I just put that loose, like loose deniability that maybe the Anthony Rogers show wasn't Anthony Rogers, you know? a loose bit of barter, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to show you that ever. You know, it's like,
that's funny. Yeah, because they're like asking for IDs all the time and stuff. And it's like, dude, yeah, like they just want to like be able to check whatever you said so they can pin it and be like, they said this. You know, it's like, dude, I have fake names and fake IDs and fake stuff that I've created for all my social media thing because I'm like, you ain't going to find me. Like,
I wish I'd have done that. The bigger I'm getting, I wish I'd have had a stage name now. I like understand it because like when I was young, I was like the marketing, I'm like, I'm just going to use my name because people already know me. Like, I mean, like, yeah. Just, like, you already have like, say 20 people know you already as your name. You already have 20 people. I was like, if people already know that I existed and I already have been alive for like 20 something years, I have a lot of friends and stuff that already know me. And I'm like, well, and then I was like, but the older I get, the more I wish I had like a stage name to hide behind because I could just do that like monetarily and then just disappear back into my real life, you know?
Dude, I totally know what you mean. I was like, okay. Yeah. Just, you know, when you get at a certain level, it's like, okay, shoot. Should have chose a different, better name. it's crazy because they definitely like look for you. They definitely try to like find who you are. Bro, I've had so many crazy people like try to figure out who I am. And like, I'm like, okay, now I know what's going on. Like, because they don't want us to talk about the truth. Like nobody, like the demons don't want it. It's Satan, it's the demons. Demons hate it. And they have like crazy vendettas that they get into these people, these psychopathic people that have been brainwashed to like hunt or attack people, you know? So it's just like, it's ridiculous. So it's just, it's all just like, you know, finding, you know, you just got to walk in like love and unity and respect and kindness. And it's like, God will protect you. I think, I mean, if you're walking in righteousness, God protects people for the most part. You know, I feel like, you know, what's his name? Charlie Kirk, unfortunately, wasn't walking in the truth that he knew. And then things like that can happen to you if you just deny the truth. Because, like, he knew that Israel was bad. And, like, he even said it. And then that was why the last moments of his life, he didn't come out publicly enough to say what he was actually thinking.
So they just did. We just go back, like, blaming Israel for the next half hour. We're like, well, I pulled up the Joe Rogan theory of all things. Like, I was like, everyone, like, that was telling you about earlier. Like, I'm like, if I could find it, like everybody's like coming to that. It's like,
everybody's realizing it, dude. A good one to see is that Orlando Brown one. Did you get to see it at all? The Instagram?
Yeah, I'll pull it up too. Hang on. This was 2 weeks ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
On this one, and I'll pull up the Orlando Brown one next. All right, so, man, where's presentation? I'm stupid. I need a producer. I'm not my own producer. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm like half-assing it. I'm really just a host. It's easier. All right, so, okay, this was off of one of my Instagrams.
You got me.
How much longer does Israel let us stay alive, do you think? That's the big question.
Why are they...
What did you say? Is that AI?
What are you saying?
That's Sora. The
fuck are you saying?
I didn't say anything.
What are you saying?
Huh? Someone Israel Adesanya.
Oh, well, he loves you. Don't worry about it.
Good call.
The fuck are you saying?
Right, like,
oh my gosh!
He like realizes immediately, right? Like, isn't that crazy? Like, he's just like, he was weighing him out. He was weighing him out. He's just like, or feeling him out. He's like, is he going to talk about this? And then like, he just looks up. He's like, what?
Why is Joe Rogan saying what? It's like Joe Rogan's like basically saying like, don't talk about that on my show. Or was Joe Rogan
not knowing,
not aware? Like, that's a really weird. That's a concerning. That was a concerning response, Joe Rogan. Why you respond like that, bro?
Like, that was kind of weird. This week.
That's a very concerning response, dude. I don't know what to think about that.
Ugh. I saw that and it was funny. Like, let me see this real fast. I'm pulling up the other stuff.
Is Joe Rogan stuff live? I think it is live, huh?
I think so, but I'm not sure, to be honest. I've never watched it live.
They left that in there. Why would he leave that in there?
It may not be. That's what I mean. He may not understand it yet or whatever, like everybody's saying. He's kind of older and like he's probably – and like, I don't know. Now someone's got a brand. He knows a lot of fucking people. There's no way.
Dude, how could he not know? I mean, he interviewed Ian Carroll. Okay, bro, this is nuts.
Okay.
So this is what's really running our country.
What about him?
My father. Our father. Don't you read your Bible?
I do, but I'm going to press you on that for a second. In a different interview, you said that Satan's your father. Why'd you say that?
Yes. And I said, that's my mother. And I said, Lucifer's my father.
But you said God's your father.
Yeah, well, see, the thing about it is, two different people from two different entities made one person. That's Jesus.
Look at that face. Okay.
Jesus.
You can't put yourself in a position to understand that two unorthodox people made one person. And that's why one person can do so much. I can give this to my mother. I can give that to my father. But what I will not do is act like I'm not he himself. The gifts that I have been blessed with, bro, have gotten me out of a lot of things.
You're a very talented man.
The gifts, you know, like.
God-given gifts, you mean?
Yeah, kind of like a Kobe Bryant interviewing me. You know, it's that kind of gift, you know, knowing that it's a, you know, Gianna Bryant is really Kobe, and then you sell the soul, and then when you sell the soul, it looks bigger, but you're selling it to God or even Lucifer. And then who wanted to be God in the Bible?
You can't sell your soul, though.
No, there's a way to trade places. Soul. You're right. There's a way to trade places.
Okay, so talking about that for a minute. Yeah. You're being a
you can say? Sell your soul. That's totally wrong, but I'll tell you about that.
Yeah, how do you get it back, you think?
There's ways.
There's no possible way to sell your soul.
You can't.
There is definitely a way to trade places with a person.
Okay, who owns your soul right now?
Well, you have to know that that's none of their business. It's already... See, when you're anointed, It's nobody's business to walk around and talk about why you're anointed.
Anointed by who? God?
Why you can only be anointed by one entity. You know, you cannot be walking around here. See, some people can walk around and they don't have the aura of God. They don't have the speech of God.
Sure.
They don't have the eyes of God. They don't have the sight of God.
We understand.
That comes from the aura. The aura comes from you dipping in that water. When you get baptized, bro, it's a whole nother life that comes on. Like, nobody can do things to you, and you can read your Bible and find out what they can't do. My father.
What about him?
My father. Our father.
Very interesting. And like the dude, that other video too, he says some other really more, even more interesting in the other video.
Seems,
but like,
I'm pulling it up. He seems cracked out. Like, he's basically,
bro, he's demon possessed. He's talking to a demon.
I think I see that too in certain faces you make and stuff. I saw that too, but that dude's definitely cracked out too. It just seems like.
Well, then the other one, he talks about how demons take people's bodies. And so like, you can sell your soul. That's a misconception. Jesus is the one who actually proposed that idea. Even in the biblical text, he said, what does it profit a man if he sells his soul and gains the world? Right? So Jesus said, you can sell your soul. He ain't joking. You can sell your soul. Your spirit is the thing that is in the other realm. It's with God. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And people sell their soul all the time. They do it in little ways and they just do it progressively. You just don't know how you do it. People don't know you can sell your soul very easily. Like, you do it every time you betray someone. When you do something to get something else, you're selling your soul. It starts off with little betrayals usually. And like, almost every celebrity or famous person, they'll have betrayed somebody at one point. It'll be like, they've worked so hard with this person as their partner. And then all of a sudden they sold a piece of their soul. The selling of your soul starts when you betray your friend that helped you grow to the point that you're at. And then you just turn away, cut them off. You've sold a little bit of your soul. You did that in that moment. When you hurt that person, betrayed them for the sake of your fame. And that's usually how the demons start. They see you doing those little hurts and they see you doing that little stuff. And they realize, oh, this guy is compromisable. He has ethics and morals that are bendable. Okay. And you've sold enough of your soul. Then the demons show up and they're like, hey, buddy, listen, you're going to do some more compromisable things. How about do some butt stuff for this person? And then basically you sell even more part of your soul. The more you sell of your soul, the more you hate yourself. And the more you hate yourself, the more you don't want to be in your body. The more you don't want to be in your body, the more you channel out. The more you channel out, the more the demons channel in. And the more the demons have control of your body. That man has been done. That dude you just watched has been raped by Diddy, been raped by a lot of people. I think there was a video of him talking about Will Smith, sitting in the lap of Will Smith. And Will Smith did some stuff to him, apparently. And he talked about a lot. Dude, he's been molested and raped by many, many a men, it seems. And that man is. Yeah.
There's 50 Cent song.
Yeah.
I was joking. But,
that's it. No, for real.
I've never wanted him to be Orlando Bloom and or whatever his name is. And I still don't. You know, it hasn't changed. Don't pull it up there. The demons got bad choices.
Watch the switch. If anybody, you know, what's up, chat? Watch the switch, okay? It's a new movie called The Switch. I need you to watch that, right? Check that out. He says he can switch people out. And he does it right in front of them. And he says, like, yo, bro, like, I'll switch your wife out and I'll put another one of your wife inside of her body. And they're walking around. And you think that's your wife, and it's not your wife. This is what's going on. It's no longer, like I said, it's no longer spiritual. We figured out how to, turn into spirit and exchange the soul in order to control the vessel. So if I have the vessel and I'm just nothing but spirit, I can ruin your life. That's what everybody has been going through. So everybody, and they can't recognize it unless you say things like the switch. So when they watch that and they see that there's other people that can identify other than me, it's not just me playing games. It's the truth. We have to be careful with who we want. You'll be in the car with Paul, man, but you're really in the car with Peter. That's Paul's body. But why is Peter in Paul's body? You know, I've been going through this for a while in order to figure out and identify every soul inside of every vessel.
How do I know Orlando's in Orlando's body right now?
Ah, man, I would be 6 inches taller. Haven't you seen Kanye?
You say that a lot. You say a lot of people are other people.
Well, no, bro. You have to look at the vessel and look at how things work. If you love someone, you should know how they work inside of their own vessel. When they move that spirit to the next vessel, they still do the same thing is all I've been saying to you. Some people actually, like, you know, they love to indulge in things that are beyond the realm of human comprehension. And with $10 million, I can change my face and turn white, black, have six pack. What I have learned.
Yeah. So that's a demon talking. He's not fully telling the truth exactly, because we can't switch a person's body out. But what they can do is they can get a person to be channeled out and have a demon grab your soul and your mind and your will and your emotions, your thought process. And then the demon grabs you, and the demon can bring you and tether you into another. Okay, they can tether you into another person, and then that person, you can like vicariously live in that person. And if that person's a vessel that's been deprived, then they can channel that person out and put you in another, and put you in another person. So they can, there is a way of channeling and swapping like your spiritual place, but really all you're doing is you're just channeling out, and you're like in a state of like disassociation, essentially. You're in a disassociated state that's just like not a place you want to be. It's like these people are like, so they're so removed from reality, they don't want to be in their body. And the demons can take advantage of that. They can take the person out of there and they can move them to another body with another person. But like, they're still tethered to their body. It's not a permanent thing. This is only a temporary thing that they can do. But the yeah, you can be talking to people that channel into other people's bodies all the time. It's like a thing that they do with spirits. Anton LaVey was talking about doing this with his daughter. If you ever hear the story of Brian, what's his name? Something Brian's is an exorcist as well, or a pastor that dealt with Anton LaVey. If you type in Anton LaVey, Pastor Brian, you'll find an interview of this guy talking about who killed Anton LaVey by cutting his silver cord after Anton LaVey was channeling into his adopted daughter's body. And taking possession of her. And so like this kind of stuff happens. These entities, though, they're not real, and they can channel into different bodies, and they can move, and they can take on. And when they move to the next host, that host takes on their characteristics, depending on how channelable the individual is. I know it sounds like totally crazy, but this is literally like some of the stuff I've dealt with. Yeah. As a figure. Yeah. Anton LaVey, Pastor Brian. I can't really read that, but
it says he was engaged in spiritual warfare involving basically what you said. It's basically just reiterating.
Yeah, he basically, if you look at the videos, you'll see under videos, you'll see an interview with him, and he admits to basically killing Anton LaVey. That's him right there. There you go. That's it. Vampire zombies, that one's it.
Every dream has a story.
And but it's a lot. Don't watch it.
This is the story.
That's what
it's yeah, you don't need to watch it because it's super long.
Between generations.
Right. Well, part of it, at least.
And those who
this ad dream longer fearless.
Dude, I know this ad is so long, it's not even the skip.
Hi, button. My name is Gil.
There's like another one.
I'm really
my name is Ryder.
Hi, I'm Maggie.
Hey, I'm Chase.
I'm Hallie, and I'm a real student.
There you go. Yeah, it's cute. Dude, there's so many ads in this ad.
He says, do you have power over Lucifer? And I said, have a seat. He said, I don't need to have a seat. I just need you to answer the question. Do you have power over Lucifer? And I said, Lucifer, you're going to go right to the big dog here, huh? He said, yep, right to the big dog. I said, well, yeah, technically I do. He said, technically won't work for me. And I said, why not? He said, because I'm a Luciferian Satanist. I'm a generational Satanist, part of the unholy trinity. And he took off his shirt and he had a big, ugly goat's head tattooed from shoulder to shoulder, from his collarbone to his navel. It was really ugly. And I just thought, oh my goodness, what? what's a kid doing with something like that on? And he said, listen, Lou Binninger led me to Christ in juvenile hall. And I said, yeah, he told me about that. He said, did you ever wonder why I was out of juvenile hall? I said, nope. He said, well, as soon as he led me to Christ, my power demon showed up and told me that if I didn't denounce Christ, he would kill me because my soul had been sold to him when I was in my mother's womb and he owned me. And again, at the time, I'm just a nice guy helping a lot of people. And I remember looking at him and I said, have you been doing psychedelic drugs? And he said, I resent the question.
He thinks he's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No more. But the, but yeah, dude, it's very fascinating interview. Like him talking about the whole experience of like, of killing Anton LaVey, leaving his body and possessing his stepdaughter or his adopted daughter, trying to murder her and ritually sacrifice her. That's what was going on.
And then he got sacrificed.
And then he got killed. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's a lot. You can't trust your fellow Satanists anymore, huh?
Well, that guy was a Christian. He just cut Anton LaVey's silver cord when he was channeling into her body, and somehow that killed him.
Dang.
And he didn't know what he was doing. He just was like, if you keep doing this, I'm cutting your silver cord. And that was the day Anton died. So, and so like a lot of people like have a story of like how Anton said, this is not right, you know, whatever. Like, well, when Anton died, he was like essentially killed by a Christian cutting a silver cord.
Dang.
Which is crazy to think about it. Like, dude, because they channel and move into people's bodies and like try to control them. But the person has to be, the body they move into has to be channeled out. Like has to be like in a state, has to go through so much trauma. This is why they like force like all that ritual, you know, abuse of children. This is why they want to do that. Because like what ends up happening is like if a child gets abused, like the, not only is the child traumatized who will later become a better vessel for channeling demons into him, but the abusee is also becomes a better channel host because the abusee is like, I can't believe I just did that to a child. What is wrong with me? Like, oh my gosh, I'm an evil person. I'm unforgivable. I can't believe what, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? And they get so wrapped up in their mind that they are the most wicked thing in the world that they don't even want to exist anymore. And so they channel out of their body. They like just try to zone out. It's the process of zoning out. That's why they teach you to meditate and all that stuff. That's terrible. Like empty your mind, all that stuff. That's how you channel demons actually. So they just zone out, channel out, boom, they're not there. Kanye ain't there. And all of a sudden, boom, whoever that thing is that Yeezus is goes into Kanye, right? That spirit called Yeezus. That's the real name. Just like Eminem's real name. Slim Shady, you know what a shade is? Shade is a demon. Slim Shady, that's the name of the demon. That's the entity that goes into Eminem. You know, it's like Beyonce has another Sasha Fierce. Fierce, that's the name of the demon that goes in. Okay? Rome is the one that goes into what's her name? Nicki Minaj. Yeah, Rome, the spirit of Rome. Yeah, that's the demon. She says she has her alter ego Rome. They all have alter egos. All these people have alter egos. And they all have alter names, like, but they're demons. They're actual demon entities that have gone into these people. Like, bro, you just like, I wonder if you could just be like, list the name of celebrities and their alter ego names. Like, there's probably a list of them. Every one of those names that they give, those are the demon's name. That's the demon's name. You don't wonder, like, why do they go by two names? Why do these celebrities all have like two names? Well, they all got these multiple name things going on. Like, because Their stage name is different than like any other's stage name. Their stage name is the name of the entity that they're inhabiting. It's inhabiting them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why they have these different names. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? What kind of link? What does that song even mean?
Dude, what Eminem sounds like Pee Wee Herman to me, man. Like I've always thought Eminem was bad, dude. I can't believe people even listen to him. It's like, I mean, now I don't know. I think like a lot of times these spells don't like work on me because I like to see through all these weird musicians, and it's like Bruce Springsteen is the worst. He just like comes out like all like fat and weird looking, and like everybody's like passing out to meet him. And I'm just like, or like Stevie Nicks sounds like a witch. You know what I mean? Like, all these people just sound like they're putting spells on you and stuff. I just
because they are. They're definitely trying to, at least if they're not doing it.
Does Eminem always just seemed like some weird kid? Like, I always thought those wiggers were weird, man. Like, I don't, like, I had a couple wigger friends, but they're all just like weird, you know? It's like, they're like all trying to be something they're not. It was like, so, I mean, you look in the, I don't know, like just the psychology behind it was just like privatized prison marketing. It just seems like it's like all of it's just like, he was like always talking about pharmaceuticals and different things. And like, he related like to trailer park people. And then he talked to trailer park people and they go to jail. And then he was like the white version of rap, you know, just like, all right, we're now sending the kids from the suburbs and the trailer parks to jail next. You know, we already got the hood. Now it's time for the suburbs and the trailer parks. And like, it just seemed like, yeah, privatized prison marketing, basically. And I'm just like,
that's
watching
exactly what it was.
Yeah, it just seemed like it completely, it's just crazy. And like, when I found out that all rappers were gay, it was like the funniest thing ever to me. Cause like most of the time growing up was like, those kids were like the ones always pretending to be the toughest for like the rappers and stuff like that. So like, it's like hearing they're all gay and like dressed like that was just hilarious to me. Like, just like, I don't know, it just made me laugh. Like when it all clicked, you're just like, wait, these guys are just all gay. They're pretending to get girls. Yeah,
they're all gay.
Dude, it's so funny.
It is kind of funny when you realize they're all gay, because you're just like, oh my gosh, they've been put on an act the entire time. Duh. Well, you kind of knew it, but at the same time,
it's entertainment. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just like, yeah, they're all gay. That makes perfect sense. You're like, wow. Now I get it. I see it all. It's clear. Like, Tupac was definitely gay. Especially when you see that. Yeah, dude.
It's so funny.
And it's so sad, though, because it's like you see that interview of him and it's like he's talking. He literally says in that interview when he's being all gay, he says, I had a terrible childhood. And he goes, but I love my childhood. And you're like, what do you mean you loved it? You love your childhood even though it was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like,
it's just such a weird thing. Was this comment? It's nothing like The Exorcist. Yeah, exactly. They blend in until they choose to show the face beneath. Yeah, absolutely. It's exactly what happens. But yeah, no, the like, it's like when you see this kind of stuff, it's like your perspective of the demons, like you feel really bad for these people. Like, I feel terrible for them. Like, I feel really bad because it's like, you know, that they're abused. Like literally, what kind of a person? Tupac said he had a terrible childhood, yet he loved his childhood and he's gay. What do you want to bet? Tupac was probably molested, raped by his uncle, his dad, his brother, his whole life. I almost guarantee you he was. In fact, most gay men have been molested by another man. It's like a weird psychological thing to try to like come to terms with it. And they end up becoming gay. Why? Because the spirit moved. The spirit of whatever was in that dude went into you, the spirit of perversion. And so like that usually is what happens to most of these people. And you're like, okay, well, that's really sad. So it's like, but you love your childhood, but you say it's terrible. Bro, that's a disassociative state. You're already in a state of hypnosis. You are already been through trauma. And those are good subjects for being hypnotized. This is what MKUltra is all about, hypnotizing people.
It is, yeah. If you have like unresolved trauma, yeah.
That's the key. That's the key. If you are unresolved with your trauma, the hypnotist can say, sleep, you're out. You're done. You're out. You'll go out. And they'll put whatever they want inside your mind. All the demonic entities and influences, they can just plant them right there. They said, out, you out, boy. That's it. Like, but that's because if you have unresolved traumas that have happened. That's why they push all this stuff in the agenda. That's why it's not like the promotion isn't like so blatantly like, oh, everybody be gay, you know, because, and we want it to be gay. They want you to think that being gay is bad simultaneously. That's why there's this push the other way. It's the black and white tile. It's the confusion. They want there to be that pushback, because that pushback makes the people that are gay feel guilty for being gay, and therefore they are become more of a host, because they're in more of a state of disassociation because of the trauma response. So they want there to be trauma response. They want there to be fighting. They want there to be pushback. They want the black and white tiles to be always visible. That's the same thing with like all this like Israel stuff. It's like they are now pushing the Israel agenda to get people to recognize that Israel is a bad guy. So that way there's a big fight. Okay. They've got a huge, this is the total chaos trope they've been planning. It seems like, cause you're like, they've been building Israel, Israel, Israel all this time. And now they're like, boom, pushing the opposing anti-Israel stuff, like pulling up. And now it's creating a huge dichotomy of like space where people are like creating so much hate between one another. and so much division. And that's where the demons thrive. They thrive in these spaces where there is like chaos magic. That's what this is. And we're experiencing this right in front of our faces right now, like everywhere. The result is that the truth is what we're supposed to be doing is love. Yeah, you can expose this wickedness. You can acknowledge it. You can see it. You can talk about it. But we need to ultimately love people and, you know, like change it. You know, talking about it and creating all this frustration for these people is just, I mean, just building like a problem. Like, we need a faster response time, really, what's going on in the world. Like,
yeah, I go back and forth on if like a lot's happening or like we just have really good coverage. Like, you know, it's like, because like, is it more bad and crazy things are going on now, or is just we have more like access to, like we see it more, you know?
Yeah, it is a good question. I wonder that, because without the internet, everyone can be a news channel. We're a news channel.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's like, that's what I mean. It's like, I just don't know. And maybe both, you know, maybe the coverage is better and the crime is worse. I don't know. But it's like, I never know. It's just a lot of interesting, I don't know, it's a lot of ways to think about it, you know?
Yep. That's what's going on, though, I think, in the world. And it's just like, dude, demons run the show. They're behind the scenes influencing everybody to be prideful, to be arrogant, to be hating another, to be the black and white tiles, to push this agenda, to have a disassociated balance so that way people don't want to be there and they channel out. And then they put out messages through the social media, and the social media tells you what to believe and what narrative to buy and what things to do. It's just like, they're like, you know, think of society. American culture is like a cattle system for demons milking everybody for their drive and their emotions, just like destroying and milking them. That's what the American system is like. A demon cattle system. Just like taking everybody's like drive and spirit. It's like sucking people's spirit out. That's kind of what's going on, I think. They call it louche. You ever heard the term louche?
I have not.
Yeah, it's what demons feed off of. It's kind of like why there's wars and stuff, because it creates a lot of chaos space. You know, whenever there's a war, children go missing, people get caught in the middle of rooms and they like get raped, we'll say, and like all kinds of terrible things happen to people in the middle of these war spaces. Creates so much perversion and wickedness and chaos. And like, you know, what are you going to do? Like, if, you know, you're in a space and like, these Israeli soldiers are like doing so many terrible things to these people in Palestine. They're just like every day doing terrible, terrible stuff. And so it's like, you know, but it's creating this chaos space of loosh, and these people are just becoming more and more deprived and more like just completely ethically inept. And the demons are creating new hosts. They have new hosts everywhere. Right now, demons have so many hosts. They can go into so many different people right now. It's crazy. Probably fill up your comment section with just talking about this stuff, and you'll see all the demon possessed people in the comments fighting what I'm saying. Be like, he's an idiot. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're a demon. you're a demon talking. Like, oh, he's terrible. Oh, he can't say this. Yeah, it's because there's something. You got demons, bro. Like, that's what's happening.
No, it's a lot, man. I mean, I definitely know it's out there. It's like, yeah, I don't know, man. I try to fight all negative emotion, negativity, and like all evil. I try to fight. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot to handle, just like being alive and like all the constant like triggers and temptations. You know, you just want to be like, you know, you got to be like, gotta be strong through, man. Like my thing is like losing my cool mostly. I'm pretty good at everything else. Like, I also lose my cool if I don't sleep enough or like eat enough or something. You know,
dude, I totally get it. Yeah,
it's hard to fight that. You got to fight that. You know.
Yep. Yep. Said he wants to talk. So somebody wants to talk right now.
He's also on roll. What?
Alabama John. I don't know who that is.
He can jump on this one if he wants. I don't care. Like, I mean, honestly, we're just
hanging out.
We have no script. Yeah, we had a script. Yeah. We're just vibing, really. Like, yeah. Ryan's been on the show a million times. I appreciate that, man. You're always interesting, man. I like picking your brain. Like always, like, it's fun, like, he wants to talk to you right now. He's also, how do I do both? Can I be on his show and be on this my show at the same time?
I don't know. Send him the link or something, I guess. I don't know.
Let's see if,
he's live too.
I guess. Yeah. Can we just get our feet on the, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I think you would have to get, I'm sure you'd have to jump on your that link, right? You ever hosted?
Maybe. I don't know. We could do both. I could use my camera. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. But when Alabama John's people come calling, bro, you just drop everything. You know what I mean? You just like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's what you do. You just drop everything.
Well, jump on it. I mean, if you need to jump off.
Oh, no. I'm cool. Whatever. I'm just doing this, man. I was just making fun of the name mostly. But...
Let's see. Alabama John. He's the dude. He's got like this ski mask thing going on here.
We should pull it up. Pull him up.
Yeah, I see him right now. The I see him right.
Oh, it's probably just a spam account.
I see him right now, just chilling. But whatever. He doesn't sound like he's talking.
It's probably a spam account.
Yeah.
If it's not a spam account, let me know and I'll whatever. Maybe let me run this conversation or whatever. I don't care. I'm just fucking enjoying life, you know, like doing this whole man. If like streaming was around when I was a kid, man, I'd be a trillionaire by now. Like I see these kids. Like, oh my God. You just convince like your other friend that doesn't have a job to follow you around with a cell phone. And like, you just have time. As long as you do something somewhat cool to your generation. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm just like, oh man, I see that. I'm just like, that window would have been the easiest way to get rich. I thought I was going to get rich the dumbest way possible, but then like people are continuously getting rich in dumber ways.
Dude, like, right?
I'm like, dang, I thought I had the dumbest way possible. This is what a podcast feels like. It's like you just talk to whoever, man. It's like, so what have you been working on lately? You got anything like people should we should be promoting right now too? I mean, obviously, like, I probably should have brought that up earlier, but.
No, I've, you know, I've got a... I got to finish my book that I'm working on. And then I got a movie that I'm finishing to get on Amazon fully released, actually. And a second movie that I'm now working on. And, you know, nothing really too... Just follow my channel. Just follow the stuff that I'm going to be putting out. Because everything I put out, I just put out, like, mostly just, like, I put it on my channels. Like, whatever. My YouTube channel is getting pretty big. And my YouTube channel is crazy. My YouTube channel, I go into full depth of a lot of different topics that people are just like, you know, I just give out all of my knowledge of like what I'm talking about. So that way people can like go on there and you guys learn all kinds of crazy stuff about stuff. I'm teaching people about demon possession, how it worked, casting out demons as well now on my channel. I'm just like telling people everything that they can equip them for the knowledge of the spiritual realm. You know, because then there's so much in the spiritual realm we just don't perceive. We just hold judgments of everyone else, and it's so wrong. Like everybody wants to judge everybody, and they don't have the Holy Spirit in them, like walking in truth and righteousness. They just want to like point fingers, and it's like, dude, you're missing it, dude. Like Jesus Christ has not come so that you can point your finger at people. He came to love. Like you're supposed to love people and walk in unity and peace. So yeah, you know, I mean, I just. You know, tell people to learn all that stuff. But you can look up all my things, Demon Racers, demonracers.com. I pray for people, Demon Racers, on all the social media platforms, on X, on YouTube. I do have a Rumble account. I haven't posted any of my videos on there yet, but I got to have it on there. Start posting more of my stuff. But yeah, YouTube, Facebook. Oh, I set up Facebook.
Nice.
I have a Facebook account now. It's growing pretty good. X too. But yeah, you know, just. Been posting along. X is a hard one. They don't like certain people on X. It's like a certain, it's like a demographic. The X people, they're like a very hard cracked nut. It seems. I haven't quite figured it out. I don't know
Who is it
on X platform on Twitter?
Yeah, it's different now. Like I was good at it like 5 years ago, and they deleted me, and then like now I'm like trying to figure it out again.
Dude, I still haven't figured it out. Like, I don't even get it. Like,
yeah, I just post a lot on there. I got like 5 people watching on there right now. It's not a strong one right now, huh? Like, you know, it's not a strong one. But
dude, I don't even know.
Rumble's doing low for tonight too. I think it's because I'm randomly going live. I think Twitch and YouTube like notify everybody, and like Facebook notifies everybody real fast. I think that's what happens. So, like, and I think like Rumble's like, wait, what? You do this on Tuesdays?
So wait, this is a Rumble Studio.
Yeah, this is their app, like basically for creators and stuff.
And you can go live on all the different platforms.
Yep.
Huh.
Usually, I'm testing out this new stuff. Where this is the old platform, what we're using right now. Like next time you'll be on here, probably won't be like this. Is because I'm working with OBS now, and I've been playing video games and practicing with it. I have a really cool like screen, and I could edit it however I want to for me. But then when I bring guests in, they can't hear me or the show, and I'm too dumb to figure it out. So I need a tech person. I need to know someone. I'm in a tech building with all these like smart people. I need to just like walk around and like ask some of these startup guys just to YouTube something real fast and use their understanding to figure it out. Cause like I'm just dumb and old. And like, I'm trying to figure out that part of it. Cause like, once I can do that, then we can move. I can have all this crazy. I already have, this is so limited. This is like such a limited screen compared to what I can do in OBS. I'm interested in seeing like all that stuff and just having like, I don't know, like where that's going to go. That's why I'm trying to do it every day. So I just learn it better, you know?
Totally. That makes sense.
That's why I randomly annoyed you for this Monday show.
No, it's great. It's great. It's fun. I just did another big podcast, Apollo. Oh, I met Dan Bilzerian like last week or whatever. And How was that? That was cool. It was just like, it was a funny, awkward experience just walking in, and I went on to Jake Shields podcast, and it's just been like hanging out there. And then Dan Bilzerian came in. It was like so funny. And like, he just came into like some short shorts and his shaved side head thing, mohawk thing he's got going on. Like, I don't know. Showed up, he drove up in like, I think like a Bugatti or something like that. Some real expensive car. I don't know. And then, he was just like, he was chill dude. Seemed like he was kind of like, let's do this. Like, he was kind of like serious, like, let's go. But yeah, he was cool.
That sounds cool, man. Like, yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool meeting other people doing, and you guys were all just on the same hustle trying to sell things.
Yeah, we were just hanging out. We're just all in the same sort of podcast space in Vegas. There was like another room, like Anthony, there was Jake Shields, and then it was like the other podcast, Digital Social Hour with Sean Kelly was across the way.
He hit me up too. That's weird. You just did his show?
Yeah, I did. Well, I did his a while ago. Yeah.
Everyone I know is on his show right now. Like, I saw, okay, you just told me that just now. And then I saw Sloan Bell on there. And then I saw like this other dude from Ancient, this man, this black dude who sounds like Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah. Billy Carson. Yep.
Dude, he was on there. I'm like seeing everybody on there. And I'm like, that guy's blowing up. He's got all my friends on his show. Like, that's what I'm like. He hit me up when I was in Vegas, like, asked me. I just, like, you have to go there. It's a live one, right? Yeah, I want to check it out.
It's cool. You should go. We should for sure go.
Oh, I will. I was just in Vegas, and then I was, like, he hit me up when I checked it. I checked my mail after I had already left. But yeah, no, his show's pretty cool, it seems like. I mean, he's one of the top podcasts right now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great. I love him. He's awesome.
I haven't met him yet, but he seems cool, yeah.
Yeah, he's super chill. I would go on a show. Why not?
Oh, dude, I'd do every show, man. Like, that's the game, you know, the game is doing that. But it's just like, it was just interesting seeing this guy. Like, I mean, I must have just focused on him because I looked at his, like, in his reels, I've had or talked to or am friends with like most of the people on his reel. I'm just like looking at him, like, what? How does he know everybody? It was just a weird kind of, refreshing kind of thing seeing somebody hustle and like have a good quality product and their reels are good and stuff. Like, It was relieving seeing that. I don't know much about him, but he's literally had most of my friends on his show.
Yeah, he just interviews anybody that's controversial. So you have a lot of controversial friends, apparently.
That's probably what it is. Okay, he sits there and listens. It seems like too, which yeah. I like that. He just like kind of like he doesn't like he just asks questions and he doesn't judge. That's why Coast to Coast AM was always good. Like you'd have like sometimes you have some real stuff, sometimes you have some nutbags, sometimes it's in between. You know, it's a little bit of both. And like he would always just be like Art Bell would always just like ask questions. He'd never be like you're crazy. You know, you're literally crazy. Aliens or blah blah blah. You know, he would never like force his opinion or like whatever. He would just ask more questions and like he had people coming on there saying they're time travelers and stuff like. Like, it was just like, you never know, man. I mean, life's crazy. I mean, you don't want to rule it out. You didn't like, I wouldn't rule anything out, you know, at this point.
That's, I mean, he just kind of chilled. Yeah, it was cool. Coast to Coast AM was pretty cool. The he just did all kinds of stuff and just kind of like let him talk. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That's a goal. You know, it's like just all thinking's relative, and like more people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just people want to learn and be entertained, and you know, they're just staring at their phone anyway. They may as well be staring at us talking right now. You know, so just, they're already looking at their phone anyway. You know.
Yeah, so you give them something to talk about. Why not? Yeah.
Well, I'll probably stop it. Like, we'll probably cut the show. It's going on forever. So, yeah, no, thanks, man. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon, man. But, no, thanks again for coming by and just, nerding out about, your field.
Of course. Anytime, man. It was fun. Just chilling.
Yeah.
Dude, I did a whole thing. I've just been running podcast rounds. So whenever you want, just hit me up. But like, I'm just talking about all kinds of stuff. We'll see whatever else is interesting.
You know that other girl on TikTok, her name's like Shana or something like that. She's like this like blonde hippie girl, like that, like does all these spiritual things. Let me show you real fast. Hang on. Shana what's your last name?
Oh, the blonde girl?
Yeah.
Shannon
Blake. I'm pulling it up right now. I'm talking to her assistant or something like that. And like, this is like, I think Brian left by accident. But this girl, she might be on soon. I'm talking to her assistant or something.
I'm well.
Yeah, I've seen that girl before.
Yeah, no, I think she'll be on soon too. What do you think? You think, demonic or what?
Demons. Like, well, that's okay, whatever. Like, you know, she's got some spirit that's inhabited her for sure. Like, she was just like, whatever. But like, I mean, like, you know, it's cool, whatever. Like, everybody's got demons influencing them, but that definitely seems like she's got some spirit that's inhabited her. I've seen the way she talks and the way she says certain things. I mean, it'd be interesting to have a conversation, see if it is what kind of spirit was going on with her for sure. Like, I mean, there's ways to like subtly recognize spirits or demons. They'll inhabit people and they'll take on totally different personas. Like they take on like shifted personifications that like drastically shift. I don't think she was always that way, you know? Like it was like something that shifted when she started becoming like more popular, I think. But I mean, whatever.
You know, a lot of these people, like they all, and so a lot of these famous people complain about their life and then it gets like better or something. So it seems like, or like not like necessarily better, but like it seems like different. They seem different too. You know, they all like change the way they look and then they get famous or something.
They sell their soul. It's like kind of what they're doing is like sell their soul and like, and they don't realize it. You know, like she may not realize that she sold her soul in some capacity. Like she probably, though most people, you can ask her if she's ever abandoned somebody or betrayed someone at the beginning of her career right before she got famous. Did she betray somebody? If she did that, then it's like, that's interesting, because you might have sold your soul unknowingly, unwittingly, because like that's a lot of times what happens. And then it just gets progressively more and more, and then it's like, oh well, now you got to do this little favor for me, and then it gets more famous, and you gotta do this little favor for this person, and it gets more famous, and the demon gets more powerful, and the entity, they start to channel out of their body, and the entity starts to take over, and then their personality starts to shift. So it's like a transformation slowly that starts to happen. So it's a very, I mean, like if you ask like how she was or who she was before she became big, and like what, how that trail of that sort of stuff happened as she progressively got bigger, you'll start to recognize the pattern. If it is a demonic sort of transference, I mean, if she's totally sane in her head and fine, and she's like, cool, then maybe she's okay. Maybe. But, you know, I mean, it's like a lot of times, you know, a lot of times people that make most music artists have done something that is like, they've like sold some aspect of their ethics or their morals. You know, a lot of musical artists do that. And it's really sad. It's unfortunate, but they do that unwittingly. You know, and then the things that they sing are like esoteric and they don't even realize it. And it's like, well, who wrote that song? You think you wrote that song? You think you're the one that came up with those lyrics? That wasn't you that came up with those lyrics. You were high. You were on drugs when you started writing that song, weren't you? And you realize, oh, you were channeling. You were channeling the song from not you, from something else. Like you can be like, hey, you do channel your music. She'll probably be like, yeah, I channel my music. I'm like, oh, really? Really? You channel your music, do you? Like, what do you think is giving you the messages? She might be like, oh, the light gods are giving me the messages. You know, Lucifer is called the light god. You know that, right? Like, it's Lucifer is Lux, light. Yeah. You know that, right? Just a side note. Like, you know,
Morningstar too. No, yeah, no. In my hometown, there's a church of Morningstar, and I'm just like, are you guys kidding me? Yeah. Like, it was just like so crazy. Like, just, yeah, the light, yeah, light, the stars, all that stuff, man. It's just like, no, it's really weird.
It's very suspicious, you know, but it's not to be suspicious of the person. Like, she's probably cool. She's probably fine. She probably just doesn't realize that there's things that are like sort of influencing her mind, influencing her heart potentially, you know, influencing like the things that she's thinking, the things she's doing, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's sad, but it's like, it's life. It's what is going on, you know, the Lord will protect her, I'm sure, and guide her into truth and understanding if she's like seeking the Lord, really, you know. But she, you know, there's a lot of women that go in the direction of like power, seeking power. And I think I've seen her make some songs about that, like talking about how she's like powerful and all kinds of stuff. That starts to get a little bit like, maybe you are channeling spirits to write your stuff. That's not of the Lord. I don't know, man. Like, you're starting to get a little bit creepy to me in some regard, but you know, this is like, this is kind of what life is, you know.
A lot of musicians admit that. Like, a lot of musicians will say they didn't write their songs, or like a lot of artists will admit that. Like, when it's a really big song, a lot of these guys have talked about it. Like how it just came to me or whatever. Like,
bro, ask her like, how'd you write your songs? Did you write them where you were on drugs when you wrote them? Be like, did you channel them? Do you know what channeling is? She might not even know really what channeling is like.
I've never met her. I'm not sure. But a lot of musicians will say that they just, like, just in general that I've talked to, they'll say, like, just in passing, like, they wrote the song, like, just, like, came out, you know? Like,
yeah.
That might be a big thing there, too.
Yep. And, like, and, you know, I mean, it's not like they even know, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of musicians aren't fully aware that they're being utilized by demons. They aren't fully aware. They just feel guided. Something's guiding them along. I mean, you know, it's just like, it's cool. She seems cool. Like, she seems whatever. But like, you know, where, like, you just got to be like, well, where's her heart at? Like, is she at peace in her heart, or does she feel that void? You know, does she, like, you know, is she running from God? Does she think she's a goddess? Like, that's a lot of times the demons will like convince people that they are God or something weird. Like, demons like to do that.
That's so weird.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows? She seems, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm not sitting here trying to judge people's demonic levels of interaction, but most people do have demons influencing a lot of their decisions, and there's subtle things to tell and say and see, and you can ask certain questions and you'll realize, "Oh, so you sold your soul." And they don't even realize it. They're like, "Yeah, I think I did." Like, and you're like, "Yep. That's probably what you did." Like, oh yeah, yeah. When that music director said, "Hey, bend over for me," yeah, and you thought, "Oh, I'll just do that." Yeah, that was you selling your soul. That was the act. You did the act of selling your soul. That's what you did. Like, and they're like, "Oh, oops." Like, you know, it's like, that's why you're being tormented right now. That's why there's a bunch of things influencing your life in negative ways, because you bent over for it.
That's funny.
Anyways, all right, man. Well, that's all I got right now. I'm drained, dude.
Yeah, we'll call, brother. That's what I'm for. It's just good vibes. I just kept it going. But yeah, no, thanks for coming on, brother. God bless you all watching at home, and thank you all for spending your Monday night watching this, or if you're listening to this later, whatever day listening to it, thank you. You know, it'd be delusional without you guys listening, so I appreciate y'all.
Delusional, yep. All right. God bless everybody. Later. Well.